Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valisita, who's on the line.
Good morning, Sister Valisita. This is Sister Sabrina. Good morning.
Good Declare morning.
Hey, I have a prayer request, please. A friend of mine, father is battling with cancer. His name is Scotty. Can you please put him on the prayer line?
Okay, did you say Scotty, S-C-O-T-T-Y?
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning, Valisita.
You're welcome. I'm writing it down now.
Have a blessed day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Good morning, Valisita. It's Grateful Deborah Evans.
Good morning, Grateful.
Wednesday.
Thank you, and happy Wednesday to you, Grateful Deborah
God
Evans.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valisita, who's on the line.
Good morning, Valuable. This is Joyful. Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Good morning, Joyful. Happy Wednesday to you as well.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. Happy Wednesday. God bless everyone on the call. Hey, hey. Have a great day.
Thank you. Good morning, Sister Lisa. Happy Wednesday to you.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good
Thank
morning.
You for calling Declare Victory. This is Valisita, who's on the line.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's Yvette Marquette.
Good morning, Yvette Marquette. Happy Wednesday to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Good morning, Eva.
Happy Wednesday, Sister Yvonne. God's got our back all the time. Good to hear your sound. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valisita. Who else has joined us?
Good morning, Valisita. It's D2. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, D2. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valisita. Who else has joined us? Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valisita, who's on the line. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valisita. Who else has joined us?
Well, you're welcome. Good morning. Happy Wednesday, Declare Victory. Good morning, Valuable. Happy Wednesday. It's Rochelle. Have a great day, y'all.
Thank you. And good morning, Rochelle. Happy Wednesday, G. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valisita. Who else has joined us?
Good morning, Valisita. It's Cedric on the call. Good morning, family. A question for you. I would like for you guys to add my sister, Monica Glover, on a prayer list. She's having emergency surgery today.
Monica Glover.
Yes.
Okay, I'm writing it down now. Thank you and good morning, Brother Cedric.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valisita, who's on the line. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Valisita. Who else has joined us? Is there anyone else that would like to say good morning before we begin the hosting? Okay, at this time, I'm going to ask everyone to please place your phones on mute and we'll begin the hosting. Good morning, everyone. My name is Valuable Valisita, and I'm your hostess. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Be sure to join us during the month of March, where our monthly theme is entitled Suddenly. Each declare will focus on the importance of expecting and how to properly respond to a suddenly move of God. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed as well. There are two announcements today. Today is the day that Declare Victory fasts for anything that you may be believing the Lord for. If you'd like to join in, push back your plate or something that you spend a lot of time doing and offer this time to the Lord in prayer. We will be fasting all day until 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, when we'll call back into the same phone number and have a quick closing prayer. Second, we'd like to offer you an opportunity to put God first in the area of your finances. Our mission at Declare Victory is to offer sound declarations based on biblical truth, along with prayer during the week and outreach participation to serve our communities in need. Will you partner with Declare Victory by giving to support our mission? There are three ways to give. You can give at declarevictory.org or through PayPal at paypal.me/declarevictory or through Cash App at $IDeclareVictoryNow. We pray many blessings by our Heavenly Father be returned to you for your giving and trusting in Him. We have some spoken prayer requests. The first one is from Sister Sabrina, and she's asking for prayer for Scotty. He is battling cancer. Brother Cedric is also asking for prayer for his sister. Her name is Monica Glover, and she's having emergency surgery this morning. So let's keep them both lifted up in prayer. The order of the call is as follows. Prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Sabrina. Declaration by Dion, then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the Declare. I'll repeat the order. Prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Sabrina, declaration by Dion, and then closing comments hosted by the Declare. The scripture for today is from Isaiah chapter 48, verse 2. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of His holy word. At this time, we ask that you please place your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. I now pass the call to Sabrina. Have a blessed day.
God, we praise you for your goodness and your mercy. We praise you. Because you do all things well, we praise you. Because your grace is sufficient. We praise you because your mercy endures forever. God, we praise you. We praise you because you're good. We praise you because you're mighty. We praise you because you see all and you know all. We praise you because you're everywhere at the same time. We praise you because you sit high, but you look low. We praise you because there is nothing and no one that's out of your reach. We praise you because you are God, and above you there is none other. We praise you because you're the only true and living God. We praise you because you reign supreme. We praise you because you're the creator of the universe, and we praise you because you fail not. We praise you because there's no failure in you. We praise you because there's no shadow of turning in you. We praise you because if you said it, it'll come to pass. We praise you because you are stable, God. We praise you because you're fixed. We praise praise you because you're unmovable. We praise you because you are a lion of Judah. We praise you because you've been our bridge over troubled waters. God, we praise you because you've been our wheel in the middle of the wheel. We praise you because we recognize you as the lily of the valley. We praise you because you're the bright and morning star. We praise you because you're the lion of David. God, we praise you. Hallelujah. We praise you because you are God. Heavenly Father, we come this morning thanking you for allowing us to see another day. God, we come in spite of the prayer request that's been spoken. God, we praise you because we know that you have everything under your control. We thank you, God, that situations that crop up in our lives does not take you by surprise. We thank you, God, for even the situations that seem like they're out of control, because we realize that anything that's under your control is never out of control. We praise you for the lesson we learned as little children, that you got the whole wide world right in the palm of your hand. So God, as things are happening all around us, we thank you that you're God and there's nothing that happens outside of your knowing. We thank you because you're omnipresent. We thank you because you're omniscient. We praise you, God. We sit today on this Wellness Wednesday, and we sit and we study ourselves and who you are, even as we prepare for the suddenly that's going to come. God, we anchor ourselves in who you are. We just praise you, God, before we ask you for anything. We make the conscious decision to thank you for everything. God, we thank you for everything that's going to transpire this morning. We thank you for everything that's going to transpire this afternoon, whether it was scheduled or whether it happened suddenly. We thank you for everything that's going to happen tonight. We thank you because no matter what happens, you are with us. Your word reminds us that you'll be with us even until the ends of the earth. So we thank you for being with Monica and her surgery. We thank you for being with her surgical team. We thank you for the testimony that's on the other side of through. God, we bless you for every prayer request that was listed on this morning. We thank you for victory in exchange for glory. We give you the glory and you give us the victory. God, we thank you for another opportunity to tell everybody it was you who did it. We had nothing to do with it. We point all the glory to you. We point and all the honor to you. So God, we ask that you would have your way. Move how you want to move, even if it's not how we think it should be done. God, we trust you with the plans that you have for our life. We trust you for how you choose to strengthen us. We trust you for how you choose to build us up. We even trust you for how you choose to break us down. You are the potter, we are the clay. And we just ask that you would just mold us, God. Have your way in our lives on today, God. We don't know what's best for our lives, God, but you do. And so we trust you. We trust you with our destiny. We trust you even with the plans of our hands. God, we trust you with our children. We trust you, God, with their destiny. You know what's best for us. We thank you that these lives that we live are not our own. We are on loan, God. We sometimes get comfortable thinking that we are the owners, but the reality is we just manage what you give us. And a lot of times without you, we don't manage it well. So God, we come to you for leadership. We come to you for direction on this morning. Speak, Holy Spirit, speak to us this morning. God, we ask that you would be in the furtherance of this call, even in our thought process. Open the eyes of our hearts, God, so that you can shift our attention from us to you. Open the eyes of our hearts, God, so that you can shift our attention to be that of a servant, God, to be less than so that you can be more than. God, we decrease so that you can increase. God, we come against every selfish spirit, every narcissistic view that would have us saying, it's me, it's me, it's me. God, we come as intercessors this morning, standing on behalf of our brother, standing on behalf of our sister, asking you to do for them what you've done for us, and that's to bless us indeed. We thank you for shelter, for food. We thank you for raiment, God. We thank you for transportation. We thank you that you have consistently been God. We thank you that you have been our source. God, we thank you that you funded the resource. We thank you that there is nothing that we've needed that thy hand has not provided. So on today, God, we come with a posture of praise. We come with the audacity to believe that if we need it, you're going to take care of it suddenly. So as we take our phones off of mute, we do so with joy and enthusiasm, remembering that you hear us when we pray. So God, we worship you this morning. We worship you, Adonai, as King. We worship you as Lord. As we take our phones off of mute, we come to you corporately.
Rescuing us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah for being who you are. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
as we place our phones on mute, God, we sit in expectation in the name of Jesus. As we place our phones back on mute, we sit in expectation of your visitation. Hallelujah. We come as empty vessels before full fountains. Fill us, God. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more in the name of Jesus. We pray for Dion this morning as she steps up to declare your word. We pray, God, for wisdom. We pray for understanding. We thank you that her faith is strong, but God, we pray for her broken heart on this morning. We thank you for the courage to stand as a wounded warrior refusing to leave the battle line. God, what kind of faith is that? Hallelujah, we bless you for the example. And as we stand on the left and on the right of her, holding up her arms, we do so in service to you. So God, I ask that you would make her tongue the pen of a ready writer, and that you would endow her with more of you. Open the eyes of our hearts so that we can hear and receive in a way that we never have before. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh. Hallelujah. Grace, the call is in your hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, good morning. God morning. Great morning and happy Wednesday to each of you. I pray that this morning finds you well. And before I proceed, I just want to make sure you can hear me okay.
We can hear you great. We can hear you great.
Perfect, perfect. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. It is our Wait While You Wait Wednesday. Again, it's another day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is our day that we have set aside for fasting and for prayer. We fast from 5 a.m. until 5 p.m. this evening. Connect right back here on the call with Rochelle. And I want to extend that invitation to each of you. To all that can and all that will, I promise you, it makes a difference and it matters. It is very good for the discipline of any believer. If you kill the flesh, the spirit will follow. You do something with that flesh, everything else starts to shift and to change. And so I want to encourage you to, even if you've had a little something already, want to invite you to our fasting time on today. Grateful for the last 3 days. Jonathan absolutely jump-started us on last Friday. Last Friday was a beautiful representation of an altar being erected with a mindset preparing us for suddenly moments. And then Jacqueline on Monday, just again, a very gentle reminder that suddenlies are bound to happen. And then yesterday, Rochelle, many blessings to each of you for your contribution to this month's theme, as I believe it is a prophetic word for many. I also am sure that my life has been filled with suddenlies, but I believe if we start to reposition even how we look at the suddenly moments, the suddenly possibilities, it'll change how we do our day-to-day bidding. And so I'm going to share a word this morning. If I were to coin this, share anything, it would be, would you be prepared if it happened suddenly? Would you be equipped if it happened suddenly? And we could pose that question for a myriad of things. but I'm going to ask you this just as a precursor. If something occurred and your suddenly moment of moving from the physical realm into the spirit realm permanently would happen suddenly, would you be prepared? Would you be prepared to stand before, I'm talking about today. I'm not talking about 6 months prep time. I'm not talking about you got a opportunity to readjust, realign, reassess. I'm talking about if right now your name got called and you appeared before the Father, if you were at your own personal independent judgment moment suddenly, would you be prepared? Would you be prepared? I think all of us, whether or not we've done what's necessary or not, just the very presence of God is awe-striking. Would provoke us to our face, not even our knees. But I know for a fact I would want to look at the ground, and not because of anything I've done, but because of everything that He is. But I would care to say that if there were a suddenly moment, I'd want to be able to hear Him say, "Well done." That's very important to me. I.e., even living this life, it has to be very pointed. It has to be very directed. It has to be very specific. Things need to be poignant, even in our planning and preparation, from insurance policies to ensuring medical things are in place, to even really kind of having some things in order, in an effort to make it easier for our loved ones, our friends and family, if in fact something were to happen and we were to transition. Promise you, I'm not going to talk about a whole bunch of death as we go forward. But those are things that we consider when we think about those suddenly moments and the matters of the heart, the conditions of our lives. There are so many things happening. I want to give you a few, and we've heard the definition already of suddenly at least two times, because I know Jacqueline gave every single variation. I love her for that, and Shell did some iterations of it as well. But I want to shift the narrative just a little bit as we are just exiting an election day, from primaries to state senate objectives and local and local government and things of that nature, and making sure that we stay abreast even of what's going on. If we don't go into the depths of it, well, politics don't affect me. Well, they do and they don't. I mean, we are governed by a different system, but the fact that Donald Trump is even in the running for office is a suddenly absolutely mind-blowing, on trial, but at polls and on ballots simultaneously. We are looking at an era where artificial intelligence is really kind of taking over, has a brain of its very own. Looking at a red and blue map that suggests that Republican objectives, Republican agendas are far more favored than a Democratic or an independent idea or understanding. Dealing with things that are specific to state governance and state ordinances, dealing with people like an Elon Musk, who is not only an AI mogul, but an absolute genius. I believe he has a border either of autism or Asperger's. Me personally, he is so intellectually advanced. I believe that it's from a whole different realm, a whole different thought process. But major confrontations in between China
China and the Philippines on the waters. There are major, massive prison breaks in Haiti, and people are fearing for their lives, gangs taking over this and that, right? There are so many things transpiring. Human trafficking of our children being unsafe is at an all-time high. It's almost like it is common ground for somebody to snatch a child or to run into a house and take someone captive and remove them from the place that they thought they were safe. And all these things are happening suddenly. Right? It's not without some anticipation of the fact that we've been warned for over 2,000 years of what is and what is to come. It's not that we haven't already been told that there's a possibility that this could happen. It's not that we weren't given insight or intel on what the future's expanses might have and hold for us as an individual or independent person, individual entity. But the reality is that for many of us, if in fact martial law broke out today or tomorrow, we kind of are moving around as if everything is fine. As everything is normal. This will pass. That'll pass. This isn't that. That isn't that. But the reality is the world as I knew it 25 years ago no longer exists. Truth is, the world as you know it, be it 10 years, 5 years, no matter what generation you are from, is not what it used to be, from different variations of physical, chemical warfare, from COVID to major respiratory infectious diseases that have been released into our atmospheres via stuff like chemtrails and climate control. Honey, listen, y'all can call me whatever you want to. All I know is we're living in it. And we are day by day adjusting to new suddenlies. Que sera, sera, here today, gone tomorrow, here today, gone today. The question you'd have to ask yourself, if you know, that if our lives were put in a sand dune and, you know, those things that you, I don't know if it's called a ladle or whatever, you might turn it upside down. I mean, they come with stuff like Yahtzee and things that you have to make a move in within a matter of seconds. But the reality is our lives are just like that. Right? You don't know if you're on the upturn or the down sift. So every second of every day counts. I would always suggest that as a direct result of being a hospital mom and dealing with Josiah's chemotherapy process and all the hours and hours and weeks and days and days that we'd spend in the hospital, I was never really prepared mentally for what that housed. I could never have qualified myself. I promise I'm going to give you guys some scripture. I could never have qualified myself to live from there. I did not really realize that it was like being in a full preparation, perhaps even for like an idea of Olympic trial, right? It's almost like I was on a course or a track of training, learning how to breathe, learning how to meditate, learning how to be still, learning how to gravitate my affections towards moments and memories as opposed to distance and grave detail. And even though you catch a major glimpse of far more, the more still you are, the more quiet you are, the more time you spend individually or independent of a bunch of noise or a television or a social media or just being in the mix or out in the crowd. I've been in a massive boot camp preparing me for next steps. What are those next steps? I don't know. I didn't know from one moment to the next what this phase of my life would be. But what I am learning is that I promise you, if you adhere to, if you hear, if you listen, if you attend to the voice of God, and that be your primary focus, and not saying that other things are not incorporated in that process, but I assure you, you'll be more equipped for the suddenly moments. All right, let's go to this word. Let's go to Mark, the 13th chapter, Mark 13. And I'm going to read a little bit. This particular passage of scripture, many of the communications in this passage are the voice of Jesus himself declaring things that are to come. And I'll begin at one, but I'm going to bounce around because it's a pretty lengthy passage. But my suggestion is to you to read it in its entirety. And it said, as he was coming out, I'm reading it in the Amplified, by the way, I'm sorry. And as he was coming out of the temple grounds, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, look what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus replied to him, "You see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left on another which will not be torn down." I'm going to pause right there parenthetically and say buildings, there are postures that we have erected in an effort to do a multiplicity of things, and one of them is survive, and one of them is to establish what we consider stability. Others of them are altars of things that are most dear and important to us, things that we endear in and of themselves. And as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John, Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, listen, when will these things happen and what will be signs when all these things are about to be fulfilled?" And Jesus began to say to them, "Be careful and see to it that no one misleads you. Many will come in my name, misusing my name, or claiming to be the Messiah, saying, 'I'm he,' and will deceive and mislead many." And then it goes further to say, "And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be alarmed, frightened, troubled. These things must take place. But the end is not yet. For nations will rise up against nations and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be earthquakes in various places and there will be famines. These things are the beginning of the birthing pains." Right? "But be on your guard. They will turn you over to courts. You will be beaten in synagogues and you will stand as accused before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them." I'm going to stop right there. I stopped at verse 9. I'm going to jump down to 13. "You will be hated by everyone because of your association with my name, but the one who patiently perseveres, empowered by the Holy Spirit, endures till the end, he will be saved. Right? I'm going to stop right there, right at 14, before I go any further. But let me read this particular passage. You will be hated by everyone because of your association with my name, but the one who patiently perseveres, empowered by the Holy Spirit, endures till the end, he will be saved. I used to laugh at my grandmother when she'd suggest that, oh yeah, Jesus is coming back. Yeah. He gonna come back for every prayer. As soon as they close their eyes and go on to glory, he then came back. Right? I used to think she was old and fogey and just as crazy. It's one of the reasons that I ended up really giving my life to Christ, because I thought that was just weird to even suggest, right? That's before I had a relationship with the Word of God, who is Jesus. That's before I understood that that Holy Spirit is a person. He is not a thing. He is not a feeling. He is not something that just happens on Sunday mornings when they play shout music, right? I didn't realize that there is a scale and balance in the earth. There are laws, principles, and precepts that completely and utterly govern the earth. And without the knowledge and understanding, the wisdom, if you will, to pursue the truth of the Word of God, independent Sunday morning worship service, Tuesday or Wednesday night Bible study, there is an absolute need for you to know the Word of God for yourself. We're still talking about suddenly. It is imperative that people don't just assume that you don't have a relationship with whoever you say God is, or it is not okay for people not to be clear about who it is that you stand for or you represent, because those suddenly moments are real. They're rare, but they're real. Right? It took me some time to discover that the need for the Holy Spirit is a mandate, not something I kind of need. It's not something I kind of want. It's not something that is really negotiable at this point in my life. I have to have his presence. I have to have his opinion in hand in my day-to-day process. I have to have his heart and his mind occupying my space. And what does that look like, Dion? I know it may sound like I'm all over the place. I promise you, I'll tie it all in. And so as we move forward, hold on, let me go right back to this word, because there's one specific passage that I want to get us to. But while you are becoming, right, the goal should be that you have come into agreement with Holy Spirit in such a way that if, in fact, God says go left, you can hear him say go left, right? Because some things are coming where your discernment has to be key. I'm talking about some things that are going to happen like suddenly, like in the moment of a twinkling of an eye, like some things that you're going to have to move expeditiously and strategically because of what's transpiring in the earth, right? But when you see the abomination of desolation standing in the temple sanctuary where it ought not to be, let the reader understand then that those are in Judea must flee to the mountains. I'm gonna stop right there. Right? So imagine being in Haiti and you just at work minding your, you ain't tripping. You done went to the market to go get something to cook for dinner, or you're standing in the local 7-Eleven or whatever their corner store is. And when I lived in Georgia, they used to call it the Publix. Not Publix, even though that's the name of it. They used to call it, you going to the Kroger or to the Publix, right? If you live on the East Coast or up north, you're familiar with those terms. Or Stu Leonard's. You going to the Stu Leonard's? You got to be a little bougie to know what Stu Leonard's is. Nevertheless, imagine just standing around in Haiti, going on about the business of your day. And honey, these 400 jokers get out of prison. Ain't no telling how long they've been there. No telling what kind of frustration that they have in that moment, what all has transpired in their lives while being in prison, what kind of pent-up aggression and anger they might have. Listen, imagine just being in the middle of your day and all of a sudden, this gang of Haitian men, now we only know what the media says, honey, that might be not half of the story. It could have been a whole assignment. That's a whole nother story. But imagine them and their vengeance and you being subject to that particular wrath. And you just thought you were going to go to work and come home. Can I tell y'all something? And this is not me trying to scare you. This is me informing you that for real, the state of our world is not what it was. It's not what it used to be. It's not what it had been even 5 years ago. Everything is shifting. Everything is changing second by second, moment by moment. And it is my responsibility. I don't know if you guys remember, even the fact that I'm having this conversation, thank you, Holy Spirit, I appreciate that, is indicative of what the burden of the Lord is for intercessors, which is what Declare Victory is all about. I know that we come to learn and to grow, but the fact that this is a prayer call and I'm saying all of these things about the suddenly moments is to give you a heart for something other than little Johnny getting good grades in school and that being your prayer, is other than just protect our homes. Listen, I pray for the protection of my home, my loved one, my friends, my family, and everything consistently, and my son is dead. Right, we are at a heightened state of emergency in our world, let alone in our homes. There are things that we need to be prepared for in an effort to prepare for what is to come, because there will become a time where what was available just ain't going to be available no more. And us being ill-equipped is not acceptable. It's time for us to pray for the nations, because the nations, in fact, us locally, wherever you are, no matter what state or city you're in, right? There are things that are happening globally that there needs to be a different type of attention, even in our prayer and the coming months. I'm just trying to get my feet back under me, where I want to be able to train you not just to pray for the nations, but to pray for yourself to equip you for what's coming to and from the nations. Right there, things that are shifting. There is about to be a major wealth transfer. You have to be prepared for that. You have to position yourself for that. There is a need for us to have property and own things and regulate our finances and not be so frivolous and not be so irresponsible in how we live and how we interact in this world, because moments and memories are precious and priceless. Right? You got to start thinking outside of your neighborhood and thinking outside of your city and thinking outside of your state and start to expand the eyes of your understanding through the power of the Holy Spirit. You need to be exposed to certain things and different cultures so that you understand how to interact and how to move and how to work in whatever area you are called to. Some of you guys are called to things that are far more advanced and extensive than you have the capacity to understand, because you're ill-equipped for what's coming. And the reality is we're only ill-equipped because we don't think suddenlies will happen to or for us. Right? What if suddenly somebody decided to bless you with $100,000, would it be gone in 60 days? Would you be able to accomplish anything? Would you be able to amass anything? Would anything be produced as a result of you being blessed in that area? Do you have a budget? Have you planned financially, right? What how much debt do you have, and how many months, if you dedicated XYZ amount of dollars towards it, could you pay it off? What does this have to do with suddenly? Everything. Because if suddenly God opens a door for you, if you're ill-equipped, you will fumble the suddenly. Right? We're not fumbling no suddenlies in 2024. We're not doing that. All right. Let me go back to this word. Okay. So I'm going to skip all the way down, and I want you to take some time to read this when you have a moment. Just read Mark 13. You can read it Amplified, Message. You can play it in your phone if you are not great at reading. But I would meditate specifically on these three. I'm going to start at 33. It says, be on guard and stay constantly alert and pray. For you don't know when the appointed time will come. Now, I'm going to pause right there because we have to understand and know that our times are in God's hands. And I know that scripture is somewhere in Proverbs. Rochelle, find it for me and text it to me, please. Our times are in God's hands. 34 says, it is like a man away on a journey who, when he left home, put his servant in charge, each with his particular task, and also ordered the doorkeeper to be continually alert. Therefore, be continually on alert, for you don't know when the master of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning. 36 says it like this, stay alert in case he should come suddenly and unexpectedly and find you asleep and unprepared. What I say to you, I say to everyone, be on the alert. Stay awake and be continually cautious. Be continually attentive. Be continually aware of your surroundings. Right? That requires discernment. That requires a prayer life. That requires 2 Timothy 2:15. That requires a study life. That requires moments, times, and seasons of repentance. That requires a greater understanding. That requires that you can't be lazy. That requires that you, everybody on the planet, whether or not you acknowledge it as such, has a prayer watch hour. Everybody's an intercessor. Right? Even an atheist is an intercessor unaware. Right? There is a time that our spirit knows that we are spirit. Our body is aware that it can feel pain and it is fallible. It can be penetrated. Our mind recognizes that we need a spirit in order to operate, and our mind understands that our body carries out what our spirit understands. If you don't feed your spirit is ignorant. It is complete. Well, your spirit automatically knows, but if you're not communicating your spirit with your soul, your mind, that's why the Bible says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and with all your soul, with all your body, right? That's strength. If we get to a place where we start not rationalizing away, what other people understand or what they don't. Psalms 31 and 15. I knew that. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, Rochelle. Thank you, Tanya. So let me read it real quick. In the Amplified, it says, my times are in your hands. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who pursue me to persecute me. My times are in your hands. That, I wish my baby I had texted him that particular passage of scripture so that he could have prayed it for himself as opposed to just his mommy praying it out loud. We have to know what the word is, because that's a passage I think that should be part of our day-to-day morning prayers, and especially for our children, Psalms 31 and 5, I believe it was. When you understand that your time management skills are your responsibility, what you do with the 24-hour allotment in a day, if you just sat down and you made denotations of what your day-to-day activities are, if you just be 100% honest, how much time do you waste in the course of a day? Then I want to ask you another registering question. If in fact I were to ask you how much communication you had with Holy Spirit, how much communication you had concerning your future with Holy Spirit, how much communication you had with Abba or Yahshua or Jehovah or El Elyon, how much communication have you had in a 24-hour a day allotment with Jesus himself? How many times have you had just an intimate word where you just said, Father, I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for your loving kindness is better than life. How many times in a 24-hour day period do you spend with a narcissistic view? What am I going to do today? What am I going to eat? How am I going to handle the course of my day? If a suddenly happened, would you be able to mark 1336 anything? If the master showed up suddenly, would you be equipped to answer even that registrar question? The things in the course of your day, take a look at your to-do list. What does that look like? Is it full of your agenda? Is it full of your objective? If in fact we heard the global sirens that are placed in places that we don't see with the naked eye from one city to the next, if those sirens went off, would you completely freak out? Right? If something happened and martial law broke out today, and I'm not really concerned about the natural elements. I'm talking about, would you be able to hear the voice of God as to what to do, where to go? What if your cell phone went out, honey, and you didn't have no phone, and something happened and they cut all the power off and gas was at an all-time low? If you got to a gas station, the lines were extended around miles and miles. Would you be able to hear what next? It's a real question. In the times that we're living in, the situations and circumstances that we are to face in the immediate future, and again, this is not to make you afraid. This is to make you do something different. I pray I made you hella uncomfortable with what I've said this morning. So uncomfortable that you start to do something different, that you look at that to-do list and you make the necessary adjustments and accommodations to start to equip yourself spiritually. Because listen, a thing is coming where natural substance may not be the thing that sustains you. You're going to need to know how to navigate to get to the natural substance. You should be becoming part of the contribution to the natural substance that'll be available when those sirens come off. See, what we don't get as the church or the body of Christ or the kingdom of God is that we are the ones who will be the ones that provide for the nations. Right? But if we're so busy following the trends of culture and doing what the neighborhood says, not understanding that we called to the nations, that we're not called just to the block, it's cool to feed the block in the process of preparing for the regions. That makes sense? Right? Jesus, in his preparation, from the time he was a boy until the age of 30 years old, he spent time in massive isolation. Right? The majority of his time was spent with lawgivers and priests and pastors and leaders. He spent a lot of time trying to gain, refining what he knew innately as God and man simultaneously. He had agreed with the Father about his assignment, and so his focus was not finding a wife. His focus was not hitting up the block and trying to impress nobody. It was not what they hidden for. His whole life agenda was dedicated to the things of the Father who had sent him. And the reality is him being the perfect model of being a sent one, and him and his example of having the capacity to live a very consecrated life, a very separated life, whether or not we get it or we understand it, those moments that you feel Holy Spirit telling you, hey, slow down. Hey, stop what you're doing today. Hey, you should probably take an FMLA day or call out sick today and spend some time with me. Don't do that. Spend some time telling your children about who I am. Spend some time letting them know that I am their God and they are my people. You may be at work and he'll tell you to put your hand on a shoulder of a coworker inadvertently, and you may have questions, but you'll never be able to hear him give you those type of instructions if you don't build a relationship. A time is coming where you will have to have the Word of God hidden in your heart because you won't have access to a paper Bible. Where cell phones will be obsolete unless you've downloaded it, and probably even then, unless you've written some things out, those journal moments that he calls you to that you ignore. You know those times where he tells you to sit down and write out XYZ, and not about what you want, not about how much money you need, but literally about the goodness of Jesus and the testimonies that you'll need to be able to sustain your faith through these trying times of how he brought you over and how he brought you up and out. There has to be some type of penmanship. Everything is not going to go on a tablet. I want to encourage you to start to mark your suddenly moments, those small prayer requests that you asked of him. Document them so you have something to sustain you when things begin to look bleak. I thank God for the years and years of journaling that I can actually reflect on some of the things that God has not only done for me, but that he's done through me. Some things that I can refer to when I say, God, clearly you can't want to use me. I mean, my life is the whole matrix. I probably should have taken the red pill. I think I grabbed the blue one on accident. but in spite of all, I have memories. I have moments. I have messages that I've written down because of private unctions. Might be in the middle of the course of my day and he'll tell me to stop everything that I'm doing, grab a pen and some paper and just begin to write. Right? I want us to be prepared for the suddenlies. The suddenlies we've never seen before. The suddenlies God is going to, for some of us, for those of us that are equipped and prepared. God might tell you to buy some property over here, but you can't live in it. God might tell you to pack up your house and move to Atlanta, but you don't understand how that's going to work. He may tell you you need to go to Arizona for 6 months, but don't get comfortable. Don't hang no pictures on the wall. I'm not telling y'all what somebody told me. I'm telling you stuff that I've lived, right? There are things that God has done that I didn't understand then. I didn't understand. I was like, this is stupid, Jesus. But if you say do it, I can only imagine Noah outside in his front yard with wood, 2x4s, all kind of stucco and stick 'em, and all by his little lonesome, putting plank on plank on plank. And they, what is this? What are you doing? Listen, I don't got time to explain. I'm just doing what I was told to do. I don't need you to get it. You got to get some I don't care down on the inside to prepare effectively for suddenlies. If God told you to start the business, listen, start the freaking business today, not tomorrow. Don't worry about the money, right? If he told you you are supposed to be a creative on whatever social media platforms while we still got action, listen, we got action for about 2 hours. Listen, get it in. Don't worry about what people say or if they like or follow. Just obey. If he told you to start a little YouTube channel and a podcast or write a book, listen, by George, will you please do it? Right? You got to open the doors, the pathway for things to be able to shift, because in order for us to be able to effectively impact any nation, we need some bread, flat out. Right? If he told you to anything, if he told you to spend $1,000 on some cryptocurrency and you don't understand it, please buy some cryptocurrency. If he told you to become a travel agent, listen, will you please just start the travel agency? Whatever it is that God is saying, but if you don't know him, if you can't hear him, you're not going to know what to do. I need you to know him. Please have your own devotion outside of this call. This call is cute. It's great. It's wonderful community. I love it. I thank God for it. Sometimes y'all can be jerks. Y'all can be self-absorbed and self-centered, but it don't change that I have a whole mandate. I'm going to show up here every day because I have instructions to. And yes, I said exactly what I said. And if you felt it in your belly, I'm probably talking to you. Yeah, y'all can be insensitive. Right? But at the same time, I have a responsibility. I don't have time to be emotional about any of it. I have a mandate to teach those that have a desire to be taught that there is something different, right? There's a responsibility to the nations, to the masses, right? John 10 says this, I assure you that most solemnly and say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up from some other place on the stone wall, that one is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, the protector and the provider. The doorkeeper opens the gate for this man, and the sheep hear his voice and pay attention to it. And knowing that they listen, he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out to pasture. That's John 10. I encourage you, read that full chapter. Even though the inference is shepherd and sheep, it's really just talking about a good shepherd. Listen, you can call me whatever you want to. You can call me a caterpillar, a dang on ladybug. I don't care. I know who I am. I know who my father is. I know his voice. When he says up, I go up. When he says down, I go down. When he says left, I go left. Even if I don't know what's on that side, I just want to encourage you, build a relationship with him. Don't wait for somebody to feed you the word. Know the word of God for yourself. Listen, I hope I said something that encouraged you, inspired you, convicted you, made your eyebrows bunchy, and perhaps even your ears hot. I don't care. When I tell you my I don't care is bigger than it's ever been in my whole entire life, baby. Listen, what is it? What we doing? Where are we going and where are we doing it at? It's nothing. I'm not scared of anything and everything that God tell me to say. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to say it. Not some of the time, every single time. We may have some folks that just joined the call. You don't know who I am. Listen, my name is Dion Sharice Jackson. They call me the Radical Midwife, and I'm with the function. And I mean right up in through here, I'm with the major function. It's whatever on mine about this kingdom building. Period. There may be some folks that joined the call a little bit late. You didn't have an opportunity to say good morning. We always start with men first. We love to put men in their rightful place. We honor you. We admonish you. Are there any men on the call this morning that would like to say good morning? And I'll give Shell a minute to finish unmuting before we move forward.
Good morning.
Hey, y'all.
Good
Hey, yo, good morning, E. Who else was that?
It's DeAndre. Good morning.
Hi,
you?
Brother. Good morning. I'm awesome. I love you.
I love you back.
Any other men on the call?
Good morning, Declare Victory. God bless you all this morning.
Good morning, Sarge. Love you. Any other men want to say good morning? Oh, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dion. Good morning, family. Sed is on the call. Thank you.
Good morning, Steady. Seddy, we love you this morning. And I love you too, Brother E. I didn't get to say it after you said good morning. Anybody else?
I was getting ready to say, you don't get no love.
Absolutely, you do. Absolutely. Anybody else? Amen. There may be a first-time caller. Maybe you're not a first-time caller. Maybe this will be the first time that you speak. We welcome you to say good morning. Feel free. Safe space. Promise. Good morning. All right. If not, listen, Ali Ali Oxen Free, what it do, y'all? Good morning.
Good morning. It's pretty.
Hey, pretty girl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Hey, Gigi. Good morning. Who else was that?
Renee saying good morning.
Renee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dion. It's Miss B.
Hey, Elsie. Hey, Miss B. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Camille.
Hey, Camille, girl, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Joyful.
I heard 13 people trying to talk at one time. That time I can't decipher all of that. Listen, my ears ain't that raw just yet. Come on,
Gloria.
One at a time, say, Gloria.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Joyful.
Hey, Joyful girl, good morning.
Good morning, it's Rebecca.
Uh-oh. Huh? You hear me, huh?
Good morning, it's Pamela.
Hey, good morning, Pam.
Good morning, this is Prosperous.
Hey, Prosperous. That was y'all saying Pam and Prosperous at the same time. It sounds like,
I know. Wah. I almost said P2. Love you.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Persistent.
Hey, Persistent, girl. You better persist in. Good morning.
That's right.
Morning. Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning. It's Foxy.
Good morning.
Keep on hearing gunshots. I keep on hearing
like fuck, what? Fuck. It's whatever.
I know.
It's whatever. Guns out. What we doing? Where we going? Where they at? Let me at them. It's nothing.
Good morning.
Sorry, y'all. Hey, mother. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Juanita.
Hey, Juanita. Good morning. I love how you say your name. I promise
good
I do.
Morning.
I'm not making fun. I like it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Good morning. This is Darcy.
Hey, Darcy. Good morning, girl. Good morning.
Good morning, Dion.
Good morning.
Sunshine.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Good morning. It's Sister Tracy. Good morning.
Sister Tracy. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. This is Kat. Good morning, sis.
Good morning, Kat girl.
Good morning. This is Dedicated. Happy Wednesday.
Hey, Dedicated Denise. Happy Wednesday. Good morning. Anybody else before we go into Love, Life, and Victory? We can actually just do that now. And if you didn't get to say good morning, if you have questions, comments, or commentary, you're welcome to share them then. Let's do it. Love, Life, and Victory is now open. Anybody have any questions, comments, commentary?
Good morning, Dion.
Good morning, Ju.
Uh-huh.
I feel you. Amen. And it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So do this for us, Jew. Get that out. Go on and finish that, and let somebody ask a question right quick. As soon as you finish, just run on back. I'm going to let you finish that, though, because you need that for you. You need that for you. Somebody else was about to make a comment. Who was that?
It was me. I was going to say, hey, girl. But now you don't walk in the room. I just want to say, sup. It ain't even, hey, girl.
Sup. What's up?
Yeah, what's
that's listen, I will not be looking off anytime soon. I'm gonna look them square and what's up? What
right.
are you doing?
That whole part.
That's all I got right now.
Right. AD, when you first jumped on and started talking, all I could see is you know, you come in walking in repentance, with that surrendered heart, but it prepares you for suddenly. He always prepares us and makes us aware before the suddenly comes. He equips us and prepares us with discernment. And I felt your little blade there about the time, though. I felt it. But my skin is getting a little thick, though. I'm walking in better with time. But to God be the glory. I've been mad all week because I have to face the hard truth. But guess what? I'm going to face it, and I'm going to surrender to it because I know it's for my good. So I love you, sis. Love y'all strong.
Love you, too.
Hey, Grace. Good morning.
Hey, it's girl. Rivia. Good morning.
I enjoyed you. I really appreciate you early in the month shining the light on the fact that all suddenly won't appear as a blessing. I think we globally, the church, not Declare Victory, we are so itchy and excited to run after blessings. So when you say suddenly, we think in rain and down stuff, but listen, there are two types of suddenlies. And so I just appreciate you calling us to accountability and into action. Stop being so greedy for a blessing, because there suddenly might not be one. And so I was like, oh, okay, thank you. And I know, had I been in the Haitian marketplace with 400 people that probably ain't had sex in about 20 years coming,
listen,
help Lord, just take my
Jesus.
Spirit. Like, just take my spirit. About to be ravaged. Take my spirit.
Listen, because that's a
suddenly that we don't talk about.
Woo, it's a bunch of ravaging going on. A bunch.
The third world situation that we feel so far removed from. But listen, suddenly, thank you. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Good morning. It's the truth. Because sometimes suddenly ain't the blessing that you thought it would be, right? And sometimes some of the suddenlies that we freak ourselves out about are absolutely intentional, and God allows them for a reason. I'm going to share this with y'all before I let somebody else go in to Love, Life, and Victory. Yesterday I got a phone call from my little sister, who is 33 years old. She's lived a total alternative lifestyle her whole life. Well, just for the last several weeks, she's been telling me, Dion, I can blatantly hear God calling me. I can blatantly hear him pulling me, and I've been doing my own thing so long. I'm scared. I'm scared I'm going to get in trouble. I was like, listen, he not tripping off of who you are. Our time, Psalms 31, are in his hands. He controls all of it, even the moment that he'll call you in from the dark place, even the moment that he'll pull you out of your muck and your mire. Listen, it's so many gangsters on this call. Y'all have no idea how far people have come. So many recovered drug addicts, so many ex-prostitutes and pimps and players. Listen, you'd be surprised at what God can do with your yes. It prepares you for suddenly. You wasn't a hoe for no reason. You wasn't a pimp and a player for no reason. You wasn't a low-down gangster disciple, dirty low-down Crip blood, Soudois, Norteño, none of that for nothing. All of it is to be used by God. Nothing is wasted. It all prepares you for next. It's par for your course. Take it. He ain't asking you to be something different or something new. He's asking your heart posture to change. All of that you are, he want to use. Long story short, my little sister called me yesterday morning. She had a near collision that she knows would have taken her life, and she called me in tears. I thought she was crying about my baby. She was crying because she was like, Dion, what I got to do? I don't even know where to start. So I leave to go to Florida on the 13th to go to church, to my bishop's anniversary celebration. My little sister, the one who has avoided me for the last 20 years, is going with me to Florida. And I'm excited because whether or not I was prepared for it, my baby was a seed for her salvation. My baby knew Jesus, loved Jesus, understood law. He lived in my house, so you got to know he was clear. He wasn't perfect, but he knew it was Jesus and him crucified. So don't discard the painful suddenlies. Sometimes they are simply seed for somebody else's suddenly collision with the truth of who Jesus is. Anybody else have something? Love, life, and victory. Listen, I got testimony. Baby, I got proof. I got proof that even a painful suddenly is rewarding for the nations. Go ahead, anybody?
Good morning. Good morning, Deanna.
Good morning.
Hey. Sabrina, I just want to say I love you and thank you for giving it to us raw and uncut, because I am that recovering drug addict and that ex-prostitute, and I'm just praying to get a, not a suddenly, but I'm praying to get a closer relationship with God every day. So I want to just thank you and tell you that I appreciate you, because you just give it to us, like I say, raw and uncut, and I love you, and I'm continuing to pray for you, my sister. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Hey, good morning.
Love you too. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Darcy. I just wanted to share, because last time I asked you guys, how do you know when I asked you a question about how do you, and I got advice about how do you know when somebody has good intentions for, I don't remember the thing, but I prayed, and when I came home from my woman's retreat, suddenly I got put in the hospital. So I just wanted to say that suddenly my whole entire life changed, and now I'm I just jumped on the prayer line, but everything turned in my life. Like I have to get new supports, and I can't really drive myself around, and knew everything because there was a fight that happened, and it was, you know, God's will that the police officers showed up, and I'm going through a lot, and I couldn't turn my back.
Okay,
on
wait. Absolutely not. Hold on. Let me stop you, because what I don't want to do, I don't want to do two things. I don't want you to get stuck there. Sometimes our suddenlies are so uncomfortable. We ask God to change our life. We can't tell him how to do it. He answered you. You don't like how he answered you. How he answered you is uncomfortable, but he absolutely answered. He gave you every single thing that you need. I don't want you to say nothing. I just want you to listen, right? I'm going to tell you this, Darcy, and I know that you are in a delicate place in your life. I promise. I'm completely clear. Everybody on this call has had a delicate moment, right? Mm. We've just grown through the process, right? Everybody on this call has had moments where they call teary, angry, frustrated, sad, scared, all of the stuff. Listen, me included. I'm going to tell you just like this, and I want you to listen. Keep calling. That's all I'm going to tell you. I heard you. I promise I heard your heart. I promise you we're praying for you. I think about you during the course of my day on a regular basis. I had even asked Patrice for your phone number, and the Holy Spirit said, not yet. It's going to come a time, Darcy, where your whole entire sound is going to change. Ask me how I know. Baby, I got receipts. You better ask pretty Patrice. She don't even sound like the same person. Right? So, again, save that, process that piece right there with the Father. You can't turn your back on God, because he won't let you, because it wasn't you that chose him. It was him that chose you. Just keep going. If you're in the hospital on the bed, keep praying, keep trusting, keep asking, keep knocking, and stay present, stay open. and seek him the more that he would take you to the next level. Anybody else have anything? Thank you for sharing, Darcy. Blessings to you. Anybody else have something?
Dion, this is joyful. A couple of things. One, I want to celebrate the testimony that you shared about your sister. So we bless God, give him glory for that testimony.
Hallelujah.
Second, as you talked about the block, I was thinking as you said that how there's neighborhood watch. And so I want to charge some people to be promoted from the president of your local neighborhood watch. We're being called, as you said, to the nations. And if there is another current event or a current event that happened, when you sign up in the military, whether you believe we're at a state of war or not, you have to be ready at a moment's notice. Ask the National Guardsmen in Tennessee that just got called to the border in Texas. They might have had a son's 18th birthday party. Their wedding could have been scheduled this weekend. But when the call comes, everything drops and you got to go.
Yep.
And lastly, I don't want us to – I'm hearing, and this is so Holy Spirit is so awesome. As I read the scripture, when the disciples were found hiding for fear of the Jews and didn't go where Jesus told them to meet him, We're doing that. We can say, man, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. But I got a couple few things I'm looking at on sticky notes. Like, okay, Dion, you can get out of my living room and just wrap up, okay? Because I need to do it already. And I've been needed to do it. So thank you for the message. Mm-hmm. And I just pray that we are doing our own assessment and inventory.
It's real. It's real. I'm going to pause right here and ask Juliet, you ready?
I'm trying.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, it was just profound, the things that we're saying, and the fact that it was a refreshing word. It was a refreshing word. And one of the things that kept running, resonating through my mind as you were talking, was that, I had a dream a long time ago, and one of the things that came out of the dream was that we have to focus on God's voice. We have to fine-tune our hearing so we can hear him, because that's the only thing, when you're talking about relationship, that's the only thing that's going to get us through this time. We have to be available at a moment's notice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, like you said, preparation. And it's, I'm just so thankful. I was listening. I was like, wow, I wish more people, churches would talk like this, because they're not, I'm talking about that. It's all about, building your wealth here. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just overwhelmed. I mean, not overwhelmed, but overwhelmed with joy to hear, what was coming through you. And like you were hammering in on that relationship, and that is so important. That is what we all need to be, focusing our attention on, is building that relationship with God. Because once you have that relationship with God, it's like that that's the shelter in time of storm. You can be in the midst of a tornado, and as long as you focus on that eye, if you're within the center, you're okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true.
So I mean, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. I was a little fool. That's all.
No, that's good. Ain't nothing wrong with your fool, but your fool, whether or not you understand, was for you. It was a necessary feeling for you.
Yes.
Keeping in mind that when we use our language, we build ourselves up in the most holy of faiths. That's what the word says. And every now and then, you need to use, if you don't have a language, there is something that happened at the gates. And I'll talk about that another day. But you got to get to a place where you restore the breaches in your life, where you start to deal with things and historical things that have happened even in your bloodline, old iniquities and so on and so forth, where you realize that some things need to be rectified in the spirit in order for you to have access to your language. Everybody has access to a language. Whether or not it avails itself for you, it's just a gift, has everything to do with the posture of your heart. And it's a question you should ask of Holy Spirit. What is it that I need to do to rectify some things historically so that I have access to the language that was designed to equip me to do kingdom bidding. It's a real thing. Thank you for sharing, Ju. Anybody else?
Hey, D, we'll get to ask when you first.
Go ahead, Shell, and then who else was that?
Gloria.
Okay, Gloria.
Okay.
Go ahead, Shell, and then Glow.
I just wanted to know, what was the question that you asked when you first started to share this morning?
I don't know.
Oh, uh-uh.
Way too much. if the master I was just going to say, if the master shows up, are you prepared to give an answer, whatever that answer is? Everybody got their own answer. Right? You might be called to a region. Somebody else might be called to the neighborhoods. Somebody else might be called to the nations. If in fact he shows up, would you be able to give an effective answer? That's all.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Glow.
Hey, Dion. Good morning. Thank you,
darling.
For,
good morning.
For that vocal shofar horn. So far blowing. Yes. I thank God for just for how the horn of the Lord is blowing. And I was reminded as you gave your share about how even all of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to be, I don't know if I shared this before, but I happen to be, you know, I work in law enforcement. I have for a lot of years. And I ended up unexpectedly, suddenly for me, in one of these private council government meetings for all of this, I live in the D.C. region, all of this region, the heads of the council of government, they were meeting there. And the meeting that I was in happened to be a secret meeting.
Mm.
And listen to the things that they have designed when things turn, for when things turn, and
mm-hmm.
how they have delineated things. The world is preparing itself for what
mm-hmm.
is to come. And as the body of Christ, we have a responsibility to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thank God for his reminding, his pulling on my collar, you know, kicking me in my tail, saying, come on, Glow, listen, you got work to do. And it's
mm-hmm.
not time to slow down now. And it's not time to stop now. And you keep opening your mouth wide and letting me speak and letting me declare. Let me use you to do what you've been called and anointed to do. So thank you, sister. I love you so much.
Mm-hmm. I love you too, babe. It's a real thing. Unfortunately, I'm going to say it like I hear it. We're lazy. Like, we don't want to do the work. There's a lot of work to be done in an effort to be prepared. You know, but we are so busy really kind of going through a phase of compromise of sorts, trying to keep up with the world and the world system. We're not created for the world, right? There are things that God is calling us to that if, in fact, we don't do the work of getting to a place of liberty spiritually in order to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, we will just be part of the amassed concentration camps that are going to come. And I ain't being funny. Let me share this with you guys. Now, I've been back in California for, it'll be 11 years on, matter of fact, it was 11 years, March 3rd. I worked at a data collection company, and I did what was called a data scrub. And within the guise of that data scrub, there were projects that are in schematics. That means early thought. That means they're not necessarily in plan rooms just yet. What that is, every general contractor has to go to a plan room to obtain his drawings and plans for whatever is being built in that particular region or city. And it's all governance stuff. It's all city official stuff, right? There were, at that time, and that's 11 years ago, there were near 5,000 private prisons in the state of California. Right? 5,000 private prisons in schematics or early drawing stages in one single state. I'm not telling you what I think. Again, I'm not telling you anything to make you afraid. I'm telling you something to make you aware. Right? There are certain things that are underground, like Gloria says she was in a private meeting. Honey, there are lots of things that transpire privately that we never have access to, but it's because we ain't looking. You ask yourself a question. What was the outcome at the polls yesterday? Did you even go vote? Was it part of the course of your day? Right? All of these different things, and ultimately what's supposed to happen will, but there are things that we need to know as believers in order to equip other believers. If something happened today, do you have enough water in your house to sustain you for the week, less long for 6 months? I'm going to just say what I know. Hold on, D. I'm going to just say what I know. The majority of us are not prepared. We're just not. And Holy Spirit is really, really tugging on me, like right this moment, to put some things in place so that we can be the resource for people in need. Go ahead, Dee Dee.
I was going to say thank you for this call and just sharing about the suddenly and how we have to be more mindful of what's going on. We talk about third world countries and how they release the prisoners and stuff, but you made such a good point when you talked about California. I've been here all my life, and I, working in the communications realm, have seen the transition from when I was able to kind of screen the jail calls and stuff like that for when they released, because, see, there was a releasing done here. When they got rid of programs and they let the mentally ill and the rapists and all that out in the communities here in California. So it's not just third world countries that we have to be aware of. And the fact that you're reminding us, are we ready now? Not a 6 month plan or no, but right now today, because suddenlies are happening. We are here today, gone today. Life is truly a vapor. And I'm glad you also reminded us about we are intercessors. If you get up every morning to pray, it ain't about you. It's about everybody else. So I'm even grateful that you called us jerks this morning. I didn't miss. I was like, ooh, my stomach hurt. But it's necessary. It's not time to be playing. You know what I'm saying? We got to ride hard in who we were once, who we used to be. So what? Your past is still that. Ex, whatever you were. Use it for the kingdom and some souls that are lost right now, but in this suddenly realm, because things are happening suddenly. And so I'm just glad for the fire this morning and how you came in swinging. I love you. Thank you. I'm going in back to these babies.
Amen. Love you too. Thank you good for morning. Sharing. Hey, good morning.
Excuse me. This is Prosperous. I just wanted to just kind of go back to what where Juliet was, Juju, and I'm sorry, I was just brushing my teeth. Juliet was, and there's nothing like that relationship with God, with Holy Spirit. There's just nothing like when you start hearing and getting the unctions and then saying, oh God, you were talking to me, you know, and having that personal relationship. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Okay. Someone said hello, so I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Just keep talking.
There's just nothing like it. Like you had said, this call, it's more than cute. This declare victory, this fellowship, but really, because it could be easy to hear someone say, you got to go do, but when you go get quiet, and the Holy Spirit start talking to you personally, and you start getting those unctions and really having that relationship, it's just nothing like it. And then when you were talking about the schematics and the private prisons, and I don't know, I had a flashback of the kids, the Mexican kids, they were taken away. It was a few years ago. Like, where are they still? Like, nobody talked about them on the news, but they were taken away from their parents. So I don't know. I was thinking of this week, the wheat and the tare. I kept getting that scripture, an enemy had planted this. Even when Tanya was talking about doing some gardening or She saw a rug. I don't know. I keep getting that too. An enemy that planted this, but God. So I hope this blesses someone. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen. Blessings. Thank you for sharing, Pammy. Anybody else?
Good morning. Good morning. It's Persistent. First of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Caterpillar.
Ladybug. Sorry.
I don't care. You call me a hash brown if you feel like it. I don't care.
I know you don't.
At all. Not even a little bit. I wish I did, but I do not.
I know. But I do want to straighten some things out. Don't forget about the sophisticated didn't get paid hoes, okay? Don't forget about them, all right?
Listen, them high-end hoes, honey. However you was getting it, you was getting it. It's nothing. I get it.
But anyway.
I was pimping. I wasn't hoeing, so it's a little different.
I was doing whatever I could do, okay?
That part. I get it.
I was working both sides, okay?
Whatever works. Amen. And yes, this is a prayer call. Jesus lives. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Look at his lineage and you will see a whole lot, okay? That's anyway.
It's true.
It's true. But anyway, I want to say this. Like Gloria, I heard a trumpet. And you know how you heard that. That's what I heard. And I'm one that pays attention to world affairs. I thank you, Lord, for that intelligence you've given me. I'm one that has that discernment, but I'm building it because I'm quiet and I'm still, so I listen and look. I know about the prisons you're talking about, private prisons where people are making a whole bunch of money off of people.
A gang of bread.
Just awful, awful.
That's the
wealth of the wicked right there. I understand what you said about Elon Musk. It's just that man's brain is just, you know, what can we say? And I understand the sign of the times, be able to discern the times. And that's why I'm saying thank you for this, because it's heavy, but it's necessary. We got to be shaken into where we are right now. You've got to pay attention, and you got to know them for yourself, and that's where I am. You know, even during my busy work and whatever I'm doing, if he tells me to stop and spend time with me, that's just the way it is. I have no choice, but I'm not saying I got it together because I don't. But I'm aware, and I just thank you for this. Because so keep rattling, keep don't caring, keep don't shaking our cages, keep doing what you do, you know, please, because I know that's why God called me to declare victory. I know that, so I can get stronger, be confident in who He's called me to be and who I am. So I just appreciate you. I just wanted to say that.
Amen. I appreciate you also. Somebody sleep, honey. Who is that? Wake up. That's the problem now.
You're suddenly going to come hit you right in the top of your sleep head. Good morning. I'm sorry. Anybody else? I'm just being
Yes,
silly.
Good morning. This is Brianna.
Pamela.
I heard Pamela, but I heard somebody. Who else was that, Brianna?
Yeah.
Brianna and then Pamela. Go ahead, babe.
So thank you for the declaration. It definitely was on time for me this morning. This morning I was a little frustrated, maybe is the word. I just feel like I've been being met with a level of resistance that I was not prepared for as I become, you know, study more and see God more, asking those questions of these things that are coming up that I notice. And I'm like, oh, this is ugly. And so as you were speaking this morning and even encouraging the lady Darcy to keep going and to keep coming, it just really helped, I feel like, propel me into this day And just a reminder of why we keep going, even with the resistance, like why we don't stop, even with those things that are going to come up, because it's bigger than just us and it's bigger than just what we're going through. And even those things God can deal with, however, remembering in those moments, like it's way bigger than me. Yeah, okay, this and this and this may be coming up, but it's bigger than that. God can deal with that, and he's calling me into a certain place. And if I keep going back or if I keep stopping, then it's going to be delayed. And so thank you. I just appreciate your share this morning and everybody else who's kind of shared. It's definitely just been blessing me to get through this day.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Get frustrated enough that you do something different. That's what I say. There's nothing wrong with a little frustration. A little frustration, they never hurt nobody. You'll be all right. Keep it pushing. I should be frustrated. Me, I, D.D. Sharice. Go ahead, Pam.
Amen. Amen. You're absolutely right regarding, you know, being prepared and really listening to the voice of God and, you know, having that relationship with him. You know, last year, me and my sisters went to Belize and then into Guatemala. And the Lord just laid it on my heart to, like, pack a whole backpack full of, like, medical supplies and things. And I kid you not, like, 90% of it, we needed it throughout the trip to help people who were in need, you know, even, you know, aspirins or, you know, whatever medications and things that I brought. I even had to use the EpiPen on my sister when we were in the middle of this river, you know, on this boat, and she started, you know, having this attack where she couldn't breathe. And, you know, I ended up having to use it to, like, bring her back. And so it's all about really being obedient and listening to, you know, what God tells us. Everybody in my family knows, like, I am stacked to the max with earthquake, everything. I got a box in my car. I got cases of water. I got a box in my house. It's, like, everywhere. We even bought this 8-passenger boat. It's like, you know, just anything that we need, if somebody needs it, we have it. And so it is about being prepared, and not just for me, but for the masses of who God sends my way. And I think the saints of God, you know, need to really take heed to your message today, because it is important. You know, we don't know what the enemy has coming our way, what suddenlies that are unexpected that we need to be prepared about, not only for our survival, but the survival of people around us and who are in need. Thank you so much, sister.
That's true. It's true. Thank you, Pam. Great share. Just under a very recent unction, there are some things that are about to shift and change. And like I shared with you guys, I'll be quiet the majority of the time. I'll only say something if, in fact, I have to. But some things that we'll be doing for preparedness for global situations, not just neighborhood stuff. I love clothing and feeding and all of that stuff. But I would like for our efforts to be on a different level of agreement from city to city and state to state. There are so many different states involved on this call, but I believe that if we have multiple efforts with the same focus from state to state, we'll make a much bigger impact from D.C. to Michigan to Utah to, you know, all the other Mississippi, all the different states that are connected to this call. If we can coordinate and start to get some things put in place to be prepared, because we going to need it directly. Okay, Shell, I got it. Amen. Anybody else?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get an order. I heard yes. I think it was Tosh. And then who else was that?
That was Tracy. Good morning.
Okay. So it was just Tracy, was it you, Tasha, or no?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay, so it was Tasha and then Tracy. Go ahead.
So I had an unction to speak to Darcy, just a word of encouragement. And I missed what, I think it was Brianna was speaking. I got a call from an electrician was showing up, so pray for favor in that for me. But you said something before I hit that point really quickly. Thank you for your message. When you said something about concentration camps, that started to, I just felt something in my body and like my heart started to race. And maybe that's because like persistence, I do pay attention to world affairs. And what came to my mind was Nazi Germany. And this has come up recently at, where people have said, do you want to know how the concentration camps and the tragedies and atrocities in Nazi Germany happened and were allowed, just look at what we're doing right here now in the United States. This mm-hmm. is a real thing. And I thought about the words of Martin Luther King when he said, we will not remember the words of our enemies. What we will remember is the silence of our friends. And what allows evil to flourish is for good to do nothing. And so I say that because our yes matters. And not being lazy matters, and doing the work matters. And to Darcy, I just want to say, if she's still listening, I remember it wasn't that long ago when I was in my sunken place and just feeling so discouraged. So just, I want to encourage, I know how hard sometimes it is when we're so focused on our own brokenness that we can't hear sometimes what people are saying to us. I want to encourage and reiterate what you said, Dion, to encourage her to just keep coming back. There are people on this line who understand where you've been. There are people who are close to where you've been. There are people who are far removed from it. We're all in a different place in our process. But the one thing that we have in common is that we keep showing up. You keep showing up. You engage. You do the work. And I promise you, I can only speak for experience, it will change. Your sound will change. So just know that people are praying for you. And just know that as you continue to pray for yourself and develop your relationship with God, then your situation will change. You won't always be where you are. So that's it.
It's the absolute truth. Amen. Go ahead, Trace.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much. You came out to swinging this morning. And I just wanted to say that I was in and out of sleep because I'm at home this morning, but I heard what you said. And I remembered something that you said last year. You said, don't hit the snooze button. This is not the time to hit the snooze button. And I just wanted to let you guys know, because you know I work in the medical field, about two weeks ago, e-scripts went down. Has never happened ever in history. E-scripts is how doctors send patients medications, to the pharmacy for them to be refilled. Well, guess what? Right now, all over the world, nobody's able to get their medication. Okay, if you're on metoprolol, okay, you can bypass metoprolol, but if you're on heart medication, diabetes medication, hypertension medication, you can't get your medication, and patients cannot afford.
Go ahead, Tracy. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Nobody can afford one bottle of medication, $400 or $500, sometimes $600. And it's affecting us, right? The minority. Mm-hmm. It's affecting us, and it's still not up. They have no idea when it's going to come up. And I'm like, this is crazy because these patients can't get their medication. So the doctors are saying, well, just go to the pharmacy and ask them for a 5-day supply for the time being. But, you know, we see what's going on in this world. And what you said about being prepared, no, a lot of us are not. We don't have water. We don't have dry food in our homes stored, like sardines and salmon and little stuff like that, that, you know, protein that you may need in that you can't cook. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for what you said this morning, and thank you.
And then can I just say this while it's on my mind? They have these things called grow bags, literally grow bags, right, where you can get organic potting dirt, potting soils, and make a garden. Even if you stay in an apartment, if your house is really small, if you got a little deck, grow some things that will sustain you throughout the year. Stuff like lemons and tomatoes and zucchinis and cabbage and things that, even if you have to buy a whole bunch of bags of beans, you know, things of that nature that even if it's not made to taste per se, you'll have the protein. Buy cans and cases of tuna and things like that. Like that, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. Vienna sausages, you know, Spam, potted meat, whatever it is that you need, just so that you can sustain yourself as times change, because you will need to. But absolutely, starting a small garden would be helpful. It's important, for real. It takes a little work, but it's worth it. Amen. Anybody else?
Candles and flashlights.
Candles and flashlights, yeah. Truth. Cases of water. Every time you go to the store, grab a case of water. Go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Persistent again. I just wanted to, I think that was Sister Tracy who just talked about this, the scripts and the computer and the them being mm-hmm. off and they can't figure out why. Well, mm-hmm. I'm one that listens to not a lot of prophets, but there are two that the Lord, I did not know them until a year or two ago. And that was mm-hmm. during my time with Declare Victory. And mm-hmm. one of them mentioned how the computer systems, and it's actually written in his book. It's
Joshua
not
mandatory. Yeah.
Exactly. He mm-hmm. he wrote that their computer systems this year were going to start, and he wrote this about 5 years ago in his book.
He did?
That and they're going to stop, all of a sudden just stop working.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was so on point that I signed up for his text. I just wanted to mm-hmm. get them. And I've never done that before with anybody. But I signed mm-hmm. up for his text at the unctioning of the Holy Spirit, and he sent out a message this week and said, it's already starting to happen. I just mm-hmm. got word as some computer systems are breaking down in foreign countries in Africa, and he mentioned some others, and he said, pay attention. I want you all to pay attention, but I'm alerting you to know that some systems right now are failing, computer systems, and they don't know why, but it's happening mm-hmm. right now.
It's true.
Anyway.
It's true.
That's one of those suddenly.
It is one of those, yeah. Like, for real. Like, no different than AT&T was off. For if you had AT&T as a phone carrier, you was in trouble, period.
Is there any way we can get the name of that person?
Joshua Giles is his name.
Joshua Giles?
G-I-L-E-S.
Thank you so much.
No problem. And you can find him on YouTube. You can... He prophesies mostly on Mondays. He does a very extended. This past Monday was really, really good. If you follow Joshua Giles, or if you don't, I would suggest that you do. He is an international prophet. He's not he ain't gonna prophesy you no house or no car. He's telling you about global situational affairs. Everything that he mm-hmm. talks about is relevant to today's time. So. I don't listen to a lot of prophets either, but he is one that I listen to consistently and have for the last about 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
No problem. Yes, sir.
Now, you mentioned cryptocurrency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And someone else just mentioned how computers are failing. Right,
mm-hmm.
and the world system is attempting to put everybody's finances and income into a cryptocurrency access, and that's scary. That's dangerous.
Well, that's not true.
That's not true. That's not informed. So you'd have to understand, cryptocurrency is not on the world system.
I understand the difference between cryptocurrency, but I'm talking about computerizing your finances.
Digitizing money. Yeah, no, I get it.
Digitizing money, basically, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's dangerous. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous if the computers are failing now.
Oh, no, I agree.
Okay.
I agree 110%. Okay. No question. I believe we should have cash on hand. But
yes.
I also, and cryptocurrency, I guess now is probably like maybe the 20th year of cryptocurrency. You have to pay attention to the market to even know how to engage, but it's worth it to know. You know what I mean? Like, it's worth it to understand, because you can liquidate it. It's not like it's stuck in the sky. You can pull out whatever you want to pull out, but I think that it's wise to have some in order to diversify your financial portfolio in general. And so like, everything is, of course, not going to convert to cryptocurrency, but if you look at the global debt calendar, there's literally a website. It's called usglobaldebt.com, and you see what the paper dollar is worth digitally. That will scare you.
Yeah.
Even the price of gold and silver and stuff like, if you pay attention to anything. Now, listen, I laugh and I joke and I play, and people think, quote unquote, that I'm hood. I am, but I'm not. I understand both worlds because I've spent time in both of them. But after a while, I've been paying attention to global happenings all my life. I don't say a lot because I don't take a position. I'm not listening or even educating myself about it to take a position. I'm doing it to make preparation for. That's the goal. And so I think that we should all have some knowledge of cryptocurrency, of global debt calculations and tabulations, what the value of a dollar is. I think we should all prepare ourselves and have some type of cash on hand, even if it's single dollar bills, because we don't know when the value of a paper dollar will actually change. If $100 will be valid in 6 months, we don't know none of it. But to not be prepared, I think, is the greatest disservice that we could ever do. Having some digital currency, having money anywhere. And can I tell y'all this last one thing? I didn't mean to completely cut you off, Brother Jeff. I apologize. There are 5 million different electronic payment platforms, right? There are Venmo, Zelle, PayPal, Cash App, Stripe, Square, all of the different stuff. Even if you just have $5 in it, right? If we believe that there are some suddenly moments that are going to happen in the immediate future, and I believe there are going to be some suddenly wealth transfer moments, Apple Pay, I would encourage you to create an account for every single financial platform that exists, from Bitcoin to cryptocurrencies of all different shapes and sizes, Acorn, and I mean, there are so many different channels, but I would encourage you, even if you have nothing in it but a dollar, there should never be a time where God is trying to get something in your hands financially, whether it be digital or liquid, and you're not prepared to receive it. We don't have time to be scared. We got to be prepared. We got to be equipped, right? We got to be in position. Some supernatural wealth, there might be a glitch in the matrix, and all of a sudden you look in your Cash App and it's $1 million in there. What you going to do? Be like, ooh, I'm scared. I don't know. Listen, they bet not accidentally put $50 in no account I got. I'm going to go get it. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I don't mean to take the conversation away from this particular topic, but I don't know why I was just thinking about suddenly and being reminded about COVID, the COVID pandemic. And we were just going around our own way, doing our regular schedule, and then suddenly shelter in place, I don't know, it just suddenly.
Yes, that's true. Brother Jeff, did you have anything else? Thank you, Pam.
Yeah, that was a suddenly moment when COVID shut the world down. But I'm just saying that, yeah, we have to be aware of the digital moment when if all of your ability to purchase and survive is electronically governed, that's dangerous, because you could, if the computer system in globally shut down, you won't have access to your resources, your finances.
It's true.
And
it's absolutely true.
And there's some people in power, right? They want to digitize everything, one, so that they could track and control the
mm-hmm.
resources of the world. You know what I'm saying? And they could, lock you out whenever they want to lock you out, and just sort of force you to depend on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want
it's
to
true.
Get to.
Absolutely, it's the whole truth and nothing but it. Amen. Anybody else? 804, we passed time, but anybody else? Amen. Well, listen, I pray that something that was said today, spoke to your heart. My hope is that we would be made aware of people, places, and things that are our responsibility in the natural and in the spirit, and that we'd always be found prepared. It's super important. I love you. I promise I do. God loves you the most. I pray that you would go and grow. Have an amazing, amazing day. For those of you that are fasting, meet you right back here at 5 p.m. For those of you that are part of the EHS course, we will resume tonight at 6 p.m. I'll see you then. Hopefully you've done your necessary reading. Other than that, we'll be right back here tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time. Love you guys. Have an amazing, amazing day.
Love you too. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Love you. Have a great day,
have
everyone.
A blessed day, everyone.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Have a blessed day. Beautiful.